struggle to get it organized, to be recognized, or to be athletic in the international Paralympic Committee for the past 4 months. I joined the organization in 2005 as an ordinary man. Then in 2008, they appointed me to take the role of the Secretary General. This is where I fight to get the membership. And this last year, we get a full membership from the International Paralympic Committee. And that's where we the journey begin. We have an opportunity to be part of this global game. So that's how it comes along.
Correct.
You work closely with Paul Bird?
Or? Yes. Actually, I'm working for the government.
Right.
So now the government. As a assistant director of sports development in Solidarity. I take on the Secretary General Sports within Solidarity National Paralympic Committee on a voluntary basis. So besides my work commitment with the government, I spend my time to get something for this organization. So that's how we come about. So this game is an achievement for us, and it's our first thing. It's the first Paralympic Games.
Really?
Yeah. And Helen is our first Paralympic.
And is that really meaning? It's not that meaningful. Do you think it will hit? Do you when you get back? How meaningful this was in the history of your country? Right now you're just like London, great time.
Yeah.
Hot people, good food, nice weather, it's cold. So, okay.
Yeah, so that's how we come about. I think with the Oceania Paralympic Committee, Paul is heading us, he's doing a lot for us.
Do you think the wider movement gives Oceania enough attention? And
well, probably from the achievements of Fiji.
Yeah.
Will probably be a picture of where the islanders can do it. If we can try or help us to grow this sports Paralympic movement within the ocean.
They have the Pacific Games.
Yeah, we have the Pacific Games.
Are they looking to include athletes with disabilities in the Pacific Games?
I noticed that New Caledonia Games.
Yeah.
I think they include several events, but what I heard, it's not a sanction.
Yeah.
So I think 2015 Games will be a sanction.
So the get them into that by 2015? Okay.
I hope that can be done, because through those sanctioned events, that's where we can have our athletes qualify.
Get the rankings and qualifications. Because those are the. It's really hard for your region to travel.
Yes. That's a very difficult thing for us islanders.
How did you... What was your route from where you live in the Solomons to London?
It was 4 days.
So
we travel Honiara, Brisbane. Brisbane, KL. Then here. So it's like 14 hours to get here, then another 8 hours.
A long flight.
Then you nearly spend 5 to 6 hours at the airport.
We looked at going to Micronesia because I worked there before, and trying to get there from Australia is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Just like Western Solomons, it's we are scattered.
Yeah.
Geographically we are scattered. So, but luckily we are living in the city.
Yeah.
Where capital is, but we are from different islands. Like 3 of us are coming. We are from 3 different islands, but we live in Honolulu. Just because we would get employment.
Yeah. Sorry. Anything else that we should know about Solomon's and...
Yes, Helen, she has a son by the name of George. He is now 3 years of age.
Do you think...
Son is now living with the mother, taking care of all this.
So do you think he'll be proud of you in the future? Yes?
I know.
Okay,
yes.
That's really cool. Thank you.